9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, March 27th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks resume their winning ways after 2 days of declines. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 478 points to close at 39,760. The S&P 500 closed at a new record. The broad index was up 45 points. And the Nasdaq finished the day 84 points higher. Investors were encouraged by the combination of a resilient economy, slowing inflation, and last week's signal from the Federal Reserve that it still expects to cut interest rates 3 times this year. Looking at individual stocks, shares of Disney rose 0.9%. The entertainment giant and a board appointed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis have reached a settlement regarding a special tax district. Coinbase shares fell 4%. A federal judge denied the company's motion to dismiss a Securities and Exchange Commission lawsuit that alleges the crypto exchange violates investor protection laws. In its earnings report, cruise operator Carnival warned that the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore will hit its bottom line. At least 2 of the company's ships sail out of the port of Baltimore, where vessel traffic has been halted. But Carnival also offered encouraging earnings projections for 2024. Shares rose 1%. Shares of Robinhood jumped 3.7% after the company rolled out its first credit card. And shares of GameStop fell 15%. After the video game retailer reported a sharp drop in quarterly sales. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.